You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Paul Emig joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline as we get ready for tonight's contest between the Packers and the Texans. Paul, how are you doing today, man? What's going on?
You know, Bill, I'm excited to watch a football game tonight, so I'm doing quite well.
Well, it's at least a happy thought. I'm glad for you. I'm excited to watch this Packers opener tonight as well. I mean, look, the three things, if I had to put them in order, that I'm looking for tonight, DeShone Kizer, I'm looking for him to have a really solid night. I'm looking for this defense, maybe some of the younger guys, the communication, specifically now that it's the second year of Mike Pettine. And then thirdly, I think more so than anything, I'm watching Mason Crosby. They got a kicking competition going on in camp right now. Thicken is a guy that has kicked pretty well at times. Mason Crosby, he was nursing a bit of an injury early on. And I want to see how the special teams are. So if I had to go 1-2-3, that might be my 1-2-3. What's yours?
Yeah, no, we talked, you know, earlier this week I had mentioned Kizer. I mean, I think this, especially for him, but I think the backup QBs in general who are going to get a lot of run tonight, I think this is a hugely important night just in the sense that I don't know if any of them have a 53-man roster spot secured. And, I mean, obviously that's headlined by Kizer, you know, who was very sought after by Mike McCarthy. If you remember back to the draft night before he became a Cleveland Brown, there was a lot of smoke, and sometimes where that means there's fire. And I think the fact that the Packers went out and acquired Kizer a year later tells you it was real. The McCarthy-Thompson regime really liked Kizer. Okay, Matt LaFleur inherited Kizer. This is a whole different time, so I think his job is far from secure. And, you know, if tonight is a big chance for him to play two quarters, maybe two and a half, three quarters, huge chance for him. So that is definitely the number one. Because, again, you know, backup QB, Bill, goes from being the most unimportant position on a 53 to being the most important position on a 53, you know, with one snap of the offensive football. And I think the Packers have found that out the hard way in recent years, as Aaron Rodgers has sustained a few injuries. I think in addition to that, I do like the kicking one, Bill, because again, I mean, you talk about how seasons can swing and playoff runs can end because of, you know, missed kicks and the devastation that you've seen in Minnesota and even Chicago, not far from here in recent years, where, you know, a bad kicker situation can ruin the season of a team very, very quickly. So, you know, as Crosby ages, as Crosby struggles with these injuries, if it's not this year, Bill, is it next year? Like, when is that succession plan going to start in place for Green Bay? And then for me, I just want to see this defense in action. And I think what people need to know, and people who have watched preseason football a lot, you know, and over their lifetime know, is this is going to be super-duper vanilla tonight. You know, Mike Pettine's not going to bust out his, you know, his exotic blitz schemes and anything like that. But if you just look at the size of these defensive players that they brought in, I mean, Za'Darius Smith, Rashawn Gary are just, you know, monsters among men in terms of, you know, defensive size and who still can move and have speed. And I think that's just what Penn's looking for. So as simple as it sounds, I think seeing this defensive football team on the field, even in vanilla type looks, just to like see the mass, you know, how big they are, complemented by what their speed is going to look like, I'm really interested to see that first look. I think if you're going to compare some of these guys to the guys who have gone now, the Nick Perrys, the Clay Matthews, Clinton Dix being replaced by Amos and all these other like pieces, it's like, I think this is going to be startling to see, like, man, this is a big football team on defense. And it'll be, I think, interesting just to see that for the first time in a, you know, quote unquote, real game.
So I am appreciating what Matt LaFleur is trying to do and his sense of urgency. The other thing tonight, Paul, I'm looking for is this offense to be rhythmic. It seems like this thing, he wants to get it into the huddle, get the play in, get the play moving, and get to the next play. Mike McCarthy always wanted to run 65 plays per game. It seems like if they stick with Matt LaFleur's style of offense, that should be an accomplished goal almost each and every game. Get it in, get it on, and get it going. And there's not a lot of room for audibles. There's not a lot of room for argument. Just do what the play dictates. So I'm also looking for the interaction when DeShone Kizer comes off the field between him, LaFleur, and Rodgers tonight.
Yeah, and that's why I think to your first point, it's, you know, with it being Kizer, can it really truly be rhythmic, you know, when your starting QB isn't in there? And obviously Rodgers, understandably so, getting as many training camp reps as he should be getting. So it's like, can Kizer come in there and truly you know, after what, 9 training camp practices or whatever it is, as the backup quarterback, can he come into a preseason game and rhythmically run a new offense? I mean, my expectations for him doing so are quite low, but this is going to be something too, where it's like, again, like Patton, and similarly to Mike Patton, it's not like Matt LaFleur is going to come out and, you know, show everything and everything else, but there really is. I mean, if you truly think how long Mike McCarthy was the head coach of the Packers, the offensive play caller of the Packers, just, you know, with the exception of that 1 year where he gave it away for 12 games and took it back, it's like even when Philbin stepped in late last year after McCarthy's firing, we've only seen a Mike McCarthy Packers offense for a long time. And even though this is the preseason version, even though this is the Deshaun Kizer-led version, even though this is Matt LaFleur in a walking boot version, you know, it's different. And I think it's going to be our first glimpse in it. But I think in terms of my expectation of is what I see tonight going to be reflective of, you know, 28 days from now, by the way, week one, when it's Packers-Bears, when it's Rodgers out there, when it's a full offense, you know, is it going to look similar? I mean, probably not so tonight, but it's still a first glimpse, and I think it's still a benchmark as we continue to learn more about the way LaFleur wants to run his offense.
So, defensively speaking, the second year Mike Patton, now it doesn't mean everybody's going to know it right away because you've got some new faces on this defense and it takes a little while to get used to the guy next to you, but, you know, guys like Rashawn Gary, you're looking for an impression. A guy like Montrevious Adams, I'm looking for an impression. I'm looking for guys, yeah, Kyler Fackrell, Dean Lowry, Fidel Brown, all these guys to learn it, to kind of get comfortable with it, and to be able to, I don't want to say play with your hair on fire, but not have to think, but to see a lot of natural reaction out there tonight. And I'm also looking forward to seeing Darnell Savage Jr. get into the mix.
Oh, for sure. And I do want to ask you, Bill, because I want to answer your question directly. But, you know, you and I and Gary Ellerson were together on draft night. And, you know, I would say your initial diagnosis of the Rashawn Gary draft pick was met with some skepticism. Maybe, I don't know if you would agree with that analysis. I think that's what I interpreted from, you know, you on that night.
I'm still very skeptical. They went after a guy that had a questionable shoulder, and I just want to see him perform.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why, to be honest with you, I mean, I kind of feel like, you know, Packers universe, whether that includes, you know, radio show hosts or fans at home, I mean, I think 90% of 95% was fairly like his Bill. When we announced that pick that night, I mean, I had gotten word of who it was, and I said, Bill, do you want me to say who it is before the TV copy does? And you said, yes, yeah, say it. And so I told everybody, you know, at the restaurant, like, hey, I'm going to announce it. Cover your ears if you don't want to hear it from this, you know. And when it was announced, both by myself and then by the television television show on ESPN that night, it was like nobody was like, yes, all right, that guy. So, I mean, I have a lot of, you know, maybe it's cautious optimism about Rashawn Gary just because I think he kind of started at such a low point in terms of acceptance from you know, Packers universe, just because, you know, he had the shoulder question marks, and there was a lot of, you know, there was even people talking after the, you know, on draft night, like, you know, how could a guy this big, this strong, this fast, how can he only have whatever it was at Michigan, 3 sacks, 3.5 sacks? You know, how could, is it lack of effort? All these other questions. So you mentioned Savage. I'm excited to see him. I'm excited to see Gary. Of course, these are the first-year guys that are going to play huge roles. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised at all if Darnell Savage plays, you know, 80% or more of the defensive snaps this regular season. I don't know if Rashawn Gary's role will be that big, partially because of Za'Darius Smith being brought in, Preston Smith being brought in, a guy like Kyler Fackrell being a holdover from last year. But no, yeah, I mean, it's the first look at some of these young guys that, you know, this defense, Bill, has been remade, I would say overnight, but over an offseason. And this is a Mike Patton group of guys at this point. Tons of resources have been committed. And I'm excited to see Rashawn Gary. I'm excited to see Darnell Savage. And then to see if there are some sort of middle to back of roster guys, you mentioned Fidel Brown, who have a chance to step up and maybe claim a roster spot for themselves.
Hey, Paul, before I let you go, one more question. And that is, you know, when this day, the other thing, if I have to say I'm looking for something, adversity. If this team does have an amount of adversity tonight, the one thing I'm looking for is to see how first-time head coach Matt LaFleur handles that. So if I had to put a 2B to all of this, that might be it. I hope they don't have adversity, but let's just say they get skunked 42-0 and the offense can't move and the defense
sure
can't stop anybody. I'm looking to see how Matt LaFleur handles all of this, because now you're really looking for that leadership out of a new head coach, for him to wrap his arms around it and not only have respect, but also to have a plan moving forward.
Yeah, and I agree. I mean, I think it's like, you know, I know Rodgers not playing and everything, and I don't really think he a Rodgers, a Devontae Adams, a David Bakhtiari, you know, Tremont Williams, certainly on the other side of the ball, is going to necessarily care about the outcome of the game tonight. But you can rest pretty assuredly that the younger players on this roster are going to care. Like, not necessarily about the win per se, but obviously about going out on the Lambeau Field for a lot of these guys for the first time in a game environment, you know, family night excluded, obviously, from that being that it was a practice. It, you know, you don't want to go out and, you know, lay an egg, and you don't want to go out and get blown out or lose. And I think a lot of that, like, you know, momentum can change very quickly, right? Because this is just a preseason game, and a lot of it is, you know, a chance to feel good about what you've been working on and all these other things. But I do think there's some carryover there, Bill, where it's like if a bunch of players who you know are going to have roles on this team, not Aaron Rodgers sized roles, but roles on this team this year, come out and play well, and you start to kind of have all these like little, you know, mini feel good moments, even if they're fleeting moments, things that, you know, in 4 days from now, nobody's going to care about. I think it can start to, oh my gosh, do I use a Mike McCarthy term, stack successes, you know, and kind of start to slowly build that up, those feel-good moments. Because keep in mind, like, this is a Packers team. No Packers fan needs to be reminded of it, but that hasn't made the playoffs in 2 years. And around Green Bay in the, you know, 21st century, 2 years is a lifetime. So, you know, can this be the first building block of the Matt LaFleur era, even if it is, you know, a preseason game that ultimately won't matter in the win-loss come, it will matter for certain players, and that's for darn sure.
Paul, always good. We look forward to talking to you and breaking this thing all down again real soon, and should be an interesting night as Matt LaFleur comes running out of the tunnel for the first time, or excuse me, more so hopping out of the tunnel with that bad leg, but we'll get a chance to see our first time of the new head coach on the sidelines of Lambeau Field. Good stuff, man.
All right, thanks so much, Bill. See
you. All right, buddy. Talk to you later. You're Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.